Well, Richie, another great triumph. How pleasing was it to have had such a comprehensive victory against a real top player?
Really pleasing. I knew it was going to be a tough match. You don't play in Ryder Cups if you're not a fantastic player, and Eduardo showed that over a number of years. A very dangerous player, and I played some good golf today, and fortunate enough to make it to the next round, and looking forward to 36 tomorrow, hopefully.
What was the secret of your success today? Was it just a solid start?
Solid start. Got up early and held it. I don't really give too much away with the kind of game I play, and that was it. It was just chipping away and keeping the foot down, and making sure that I was applying pressure with regards to fairways and greens, and making sure that he had to make birdies to win holes.
A good crowd today, and they were right behind you. That must have meant a lot.
Yeah, it was great. I said to one of the guys, the cheer on the first tee was fantastic, and I think the format lends itself to that. With you can pick your group and walk around with them, and then once that's finished, get behind someone else. I know Paul's still out there, so really appreciative of the fact that folk came out today and support myself and support the event, and just can't wait for tomorrow.
The weather conditions were a bit squally, shall we say, but of course, no stranger to you. You know this course like the back of your hand, and you're from this area.
Yeah, it's tough weather conditions. You can't really do anything about it. You just got to get on with it. And played pretty steady and just keep it on the short stuff when the wind's up and the rain's coming in, and huddle underneath the umbrella when you can.
What do you make of the challenge that lies ahead tomorrow? Just finally.
It's going to be tough. Nothing's easy, but my game's really good at the moment, and there's no reason why I can't play the way I did today and get another win.
Thanks, Richie.
Cheers.